Okay, Mom. got a question to ask you about Brother Branham. You were in the meeting when they were having the seven church ages, and the pillar of fire appeared in the back of the church. Do you remember anything about that?
Yes, I remember everybody was screaming and crying, and you could just feel the presence of the Lord. It was just a real, real bright light, and it was just amazing. I guess I just forget how blessed I was to be able to be in the meetings of Brother Branham, because you know you kids right. weren't even born.
Right. Do you remember where it came on the wall, or do you remember anything else in particular where you were sitting or anything like that?
I don't really remember where I was sitting, but I just remembered everybody rejoicing and crying and screaming, and it was just a marvelous, wonderful feeling.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Brother Way, you were sitting. Where was you sitting when Brother Way died?
I was sitting in the center section of the tabernacle there. Brother and Sister Way was sitting on the front row, and I was sitting maybe the second or third row. Uh-huh. It's about 12 or 13 years old, and I just remember Brother Way falling over and Sister Way grabbing his hand and starting to screaming at Brother Branham, because she's a nurse and she knew that he was dead.
Right.
So Brother Branham told everybody just to be calm and reverent, and he came down to where Brother Way was, and he prayed for him, and he came back to life, and then everybody started rejoicing.
That's amazing. You had an interview when you were 12 or 13 years old with Brother Branham?
Actually, when I had the interview with him, I was 14.
Oh, okay.
And I had this real bad nervous condition, and I couldn't stand to be around crowds. I get real faint and just couldn't cope with it. And my mother thought maybe I had some kind of female problem. She thought maybe I had a medical condition. So one day we were out in Jeffersonville. I think we'd been shopping, and I had one of those spells where I felt like I couldn't breathe and I was going to pass out. And my mother said, well, let's just go over to Brother Branham's house and see if he's home. And I said, oh, Mother, I don't want to bother Brother Branham, because he's always got people coming to his door, you know, wanting to talk to him. And she says, well, we'll just go over and see, you know, maybe he'll be home and maybe he can pray for you. So we went. Mother went up to the door, and Sister Meaty answered the door, and she said, well, wait just a minute, I'll go talk to Bill. And then she came back to the door, and she told us we could go in on their screened-in front porch. Uh-huh. And we sat there, and then Brother Branham came out, and he had the sweetest, most mildest spirit about him. Just, I mean, you just feel the presence of the Lord when you're just around him. And he told me that one of his hands would act like an x-ray, and he put my hand he put his hand on top of mine, and when he did, I just felt like I was in another dimension. And he said, he said, you see that? He said the crystal on his watch broke. And he said, no, he said, sister, there's nothing wrong with you physically. He said, you don't have any female problems. And he would just tell me how I was susceptible to spirit, you know.
Right.
And that was causing me problems, and it was just the devil trying to torment me. And he prayed right. for me, and just I started getting better just immediately. I just felt like I'd got a little touch of heaven.
That's good. I didn't know. I knew Dad. He's can't remember things very well anymore. But was there anything? He had some experiences, but I don't think he can remember them. So. Is there anything else that you can remember that might be a blessing to somebody else, or that?
I just remember your dad telling me that he used to go over to visit Brother and Sister Branham and the kids, and that he always had a good time. But my only experience, you know, with visiting with him was when he had that interview when he prayed for me. But I just can't even describe the feeling. It was just a heavenly feeling just to be around him. You can just feel the spirit of the Lord.
Amen. Well, okay, I thank you, and I'm going to shut this off then.
Okay.